Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guests say that most Bible believers have hidden, toxic emotions that they just live with, that they're so used to them, they're their friends. But these friends are really enemies, and they'll sabotage you to the point that you won't receive your physical healing. They're going to sabotage you to the point that your marriages will be destroyed. They're going to sabotage you to the point where you won't hear God. They're going to sabotage you to the point where you will not fulfill your destiny. And they say, finally, you can get free from those toxic emotions. Anyone interested?
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Well, I'm here with my friends, Dr. Dennis and Dr. Jennifer Clark. I want to know something. I know both of you the way you are now. But Jennifer, at the worst point, before you were married, before you got help, what were you like?
Well, constant anxiety, if not semi-panic attacks. Fear was my most constant companion. But although I'd learned to put on a, you know, church face and a professional face, I was wounded. I was so beaten down that I would walk with my head looking at the ground. Dennis commented on this later. So I was pretty much a defeated Christian.
Okay, Dennis, her mentor was the president of a Bible college, a professional counselor. Privately, what did she say to you?
Privately, she said, in all of her counseling experience, that Jennifer probably wouldn't amount to much because she's so emotionally damaged, that she'd be very limited, particularly for knowing that I was a pastor and we are totally ministry-oriented. I think she was afraid that she was just too damaged.
And yet you were a trained professional counselor, too. Okay, there is a meeting. You don't know each other. You both go to the meeting. You're not married at the time. You're a widow. You observe something that defied all of your training of counseling.
Right.
What did you observe?
Right. Well, first of all, in counseling, I'd been taught that forgiveness was a long process, and I just never saw anybody get much better. And so we're at this meeting, and a woman has an emotional meltdown and ends up on the floor crying, everybody staring at her. And I thought 5 or 10 years worth of counseling right there on the floor. But Dennis went over to her, and because of my counseling training, I knew what was happening. He got down on one knee and started leading her through emotional healings, and they were instant and pulling down mental strongholds instantly. Demonic activity was flying off because the doors were being closed, because the enemy can't come unless he has legal ground or permission. And in less than 10 minutes, that woman was up on her feet, perfectly emotional composure. She had a glow on her face. And my thought was, this is huge. If the church knew this, we could have a healed church. This could change the world.
So, I'll make a long story short. Jennifer's fascinated by what he's pioneered, and they get married.
Right.
And then each day,
I call it dropping,
for a few months, you work on a couple of areas with Jennifer. And Jennifer, then you bump into your former mentor.
Right.
And what did she say to you?
She said, "What happened to you? You're transformed." And I was. I was. Just a couple of months in marriage, Dennis discipling me, teaching me how to tap into the fruit of the Spirit, which I never knew you could really do, and dealing with these toxic emotions, because by the time we're adults, we have a whole trainload full of baggage that we've accumulated. And in dealing with that and really getting set free from my toxic emotions for a couple of months, totally changed my life. I could hardly remember the wounded, defeated woman I had been before.
From a psychology viewpoint, is there any way someone like you could get free in 60 days?
No. No.
The best the world has to offer,
no.
Anyway.
No.
And then God spoke to you after you were free. What did He say?
He said, "You need to take this to the world. The church needs to learn this." And it's really demystifying how to live in the Spirit, demystifying how to go to Jesus in us to meet your needs. You see, we say we're not counselors. We don't do counseling. We teach believers. We're coaches. We teach believers how to go to Jesus in them. And that's the secret, because everything we take to Jesus, it's easy for Him. And forgiveness is instant when we go to Jesus.
But there are even Christian programs that take so long. You're telling me that from the biggest trauma to the minor thing that's just a problem for the individual, you can get instant freedom?
Seconds.
Seconds?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And see, we don't need to hear somebody's long story. All we have to do is coach them in how to go to Jesus in them and let Jesus show them.
A little later, we're going to teach you how to do this right on this show. But in the meantime, CDC has said that 90% of diseases are emotionally based, which means if in seconds you can get rid of the toxic emotions, guess what happens to your diseases? Your lightning brain has told you. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
The supernatural of God knows no bounds. And now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, anyplace. ISN. The It's Supernatural online network is now available for your mobile devices and smart TVs with this free ISN app.
People are astounded at the miracles they've seen others receive on our TV programs. Now, viewers are experiencing that same touch of God, and you can too.
ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs. Access our life-changing specials led by top world-class teachers, or choose from dozens of powerful episodes of It's Supernatural. Just go to your app store and download it for free.
Television schedules were fine for my parents' generation, but with the ISN app, I can watch what I want on my schedule.
Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
For He Himself is our peace,
who has made both Jew
and Gentile into one,
and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall.
His purpose was to create in Himself.
To create in Himself.
His purpose was to create one new man.
One new man.
One new man.
Один новый человек.
Адам хадаш эхад.
One new man.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
When I asked them my first question, you are going to find out why so many of the promises of God that you've been begging God to answer haven't been answered. And Jennifer, you gave me the key, and of course it's in the Bible, but you gave me the key from science. Science has proven we have two brains. Explain that.
Well, in 1999, a gastroenterologist discovered that we have a second nervous system that he called a second brain. And where this is located is in the gut. Its neurons are in sheaths that line our entire intestinal, our stomach, our esophagus, our bowels. And this is our emotional processor, that our gut, we have a thinking brain and we have an emotional brain. And our emotional brain tells our thinking brain how we feel.
Dennis, you told me it is possible to live in the spirit 24/7. You told me it's possible to develop your spirit to such a point that you have discernment whether someone's telling the truth or not. Tell me how that works with you.
In every case, from the very inception as a baby Christian, when I would be communing with God, and I just loved being in His presence, and I would see a face flash before my mind, and I would lose that peace. And the Lord spoke to me, said, "Don't let anything come between what you and I have together." So I learned it just as a principle of not having anything between us. And so any negative emotion, whether it was anger toward a foreman at work or what have you, was coming between me and my Jesus. So I learned at an early place to just release forgiveness, and the ugly emotion would go, but I could still picture that foreman without the poison. And I saw that forgiveness has to flow. We know it's Matthew 18, but forgiveness has to flow from the heart. And when forgiveness flows from the heart, the internal evidence is peace. And from the place of peace, you discern everything going around you, good or bad.
Studio audience, I don't know about you. I'm experiencing that peace as he's talking. Are some of you catching that? How would you say emotional health is so linked to physical health? I mean, I said the statistic by CDC. Yeah.
We saw it primarily when we were spent a number of years traveling church to church. We would see people who were dealing with, just really repenting and releasing forgiveness to mothers, fathers, issues of life, and they were pleasantly surprised by physical healings that they weren't even pursuing at that point in time. And I said, there's the connection between the emotional freedom and health in general, yes, but we saw the manifestation of actual physical healing. The one that really amazed me was a young man, received forgiveness for his father. He said he always tried to forgive his father for years. Well, he was sincere, but doing it from his head. When I taught him how to release it from his heart, he just sobbed and released it. Peace was then evidenced after the forgiveness, and he was instantly healed of color blindness. Now, even Jennifer said, with all her counselor training, no one would have linked that. If God knit us together in our mother's womb, I really only trust Him to search my heart and see where the tangles are, because they're beyond our training.
Jennifer, how does this work with marriage?
One of the most wonderful stories is a couple who got divorced, worked through the 60-day challenge individually. After their issues were dealt with, they were able to fall back in love and remarried.
Well, I'd say that is supernatural. Now, if it's okay with you, only if you're interested, when we come back, can I have them equip you how to have that supernatural toxic emotion be set free? I mean, you can do this lifetime of garbage get rid of in less than 2 months, and then you become normal. Normal is defined by the Bible. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Drs. Dennis and Jennifer Clark's Physical and Emotional Healing Package, which includes their brand new book, Flowing in the River of God's Will, and their powerful three-part audio CD teaching and interactive journal, The 60-Day Challenge, Achieving Complete Emotional Healing, exclusive for our Rich Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9534. Through their powerful brand new book, Flowing in the River of God's Will, find out that God has placed a power source as powerful as Niagara Falls in your own heart, and you will find out how to tap into it. Learn how to enter into God's rest and how to access God's supernatural peace. Discover your God-given destiny and purpose. Understand how to move into your destiny with effortless trust and peace. Through Drs. Dennis and Jennifer Clark's three-part audio CD series and interactive journaling book, thousands of lives have been powerfully transformed. The Lord has healed marriages, physical sicknesses, emotional traumas, and panic attacks. Through this three-part audio CD teaching and interactive journaling book, pray along with Dennis Clark on the audio CDs and write in your journal immediately afterwards any scriptures, words, or impressions that the Holy Spirit quickens to you. Learn a field-tested way to heal toxic emotions in your soul and replace them with supernatural peace. Overcome long-standing hurts, fears, loneliness, anger, guilt, and shame quickly and permanently. Learn the key of dropping down into your spirit and understand what happens as you forgive and let go of any offenses. Don't miss out on getting Dr. Dennis and Jennifer Clark's Physical and Emotional Healing Package, which includes their brand new book, Flowing in the River of God's Will, and their three-part audio CD teaching and interactive journal, The 60-Day Challenge, Achieving Complete Emotional Healing, exclusive for our Rich Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9534. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9534 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Dennis, doctors tell us stress is really bad. It causes all sorts of problems, but what do you say?
I say stress can be a friend. It can tell you that Jesus isn't ruling at that point in time. And stress is actually, by definition, this is for the men who don't have emotions or think they don't. Stress means you're emotionally controlled by people or circumstances. Oh, got to add one more. And you cannot be stressed and trust God at the same time. It's a physiological and spiritual impossibility.
Okay. I want you to teach us how you get in touch with your spirit, how you can stay in your spirit, where the spirit is, please.
Okay. The 60-Day Challenge, by the way, is named after Jennifer. So I'm going to show you exactly the way I did it with Jennifer, who was extremely cerebral. All right? And so Jen, the first thing I showed her to do was when you close your eyes,
I call it dropping
you focus down here in the gut, the belly area. That surprised her as it was. Then I saw that she was, but what about? And I says, back down, because she got right back up in her head with questions and analysis.
Jen, put your hand here.
And as long as your hand is here, you're going to be able to use your mind, but I'm going to get you to focus on your heart. And by the way, this is your Bible heart.
Amen.
This is not your Bible heart.
Amen.
This is your Bible heart. It'll change your life. This is where you function from. All right?
And what amazed me was he said, yield to Jesus. And then he said, that feeling you're feeling, that's the peace of God. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That's where we're supposed to live. That's how we know we're abiding in the vine, is that peace. And that peace is a river that will carry you effortlessly through life. And it's meant to. It's a gift. Jesus never takes it away from you. You can always get back there.
So how do we drop down? Explain.
All right. When you drop down, you basically pay attention. You use your mind. You don't throw your mind out. But you pay attention. And the minute you feel peace, and for the benefit of you men, nothing. There's people who give their life savings to feel nothing. They live in low-grade anxiety all day long, even if they're a quiet person. That anxiety is not prayer, and it's not presencing Jesus.
This is so easy that even little children can learn to live in the peace of God and quickly deal with any toxic emotions that come up. And it's a matter of changing your focus down to Jesus in you. That's where the glory is. That's where the power is.
Where he supplies all of your need. You want to see your promises come to pass. He supplies all of your need according to his riches in glory. It's available. And it's Jesus in you, Messiah in you, the hope of glory.
You use this analogy of a well with a bucket going.
Actually, we use this for the third graders when we teach
them. We need that.
That's the way to start. We say it's like a bucket. When you drop your bucket, you feel peace. When you get back up in your head, your anxious motor down here starts rolling. All right.
Tell him what the little boy said.
Little third grader says, well, of course we know that. He says, everyone knows there's no living water in your head.
Okay. Dennis, I really want you to get a volunteer from our audience and demonstrate
this. It's easier
to
do it than to talk about it.
Somebody
with a serious emotional issue, traumas that come back and forth every now and
then.
There's
someone there.
Okay. And actually, by discernment, I can feel she's experiencing it right now. Come on up.
I love this, where you train your spirit and you literally can discern now. Do you know how important this discernment
What's
is?
Your first name?
Teresa. See, I'm going by discernment, so I'm cheating. But what's important is that she knows what's going on. All right? But I can feel the pain right now. A particular person or situation, close your eyes, because when you close your eyes, you have a tendency to drop down. Person or situation, I want you to, can you tell us what it is? Just one situation, one person.
Can it be me?
Yeah.
Me.
That's herself. Mm-hmm. When you think of yourself in a particular situation, is it a particular situation? Okay. Put your hand down here.
This is the key to let yourself feel the toxic emotion.
Every thought has a corresponding emotion, but for Jesus to take it, you offer it momentarily. You feel the feeling, nod your head. Okay, there it is. Now allow Jesus in you, the forgiver, to go to that feeling and right through that. This is John 7:30. This out of my belly flows a river of living forgiveness. Now, in your case, you're receiving forgiveness for yourself. If it was someone else, it would flow out. I drink in from down here. I drink in forgiveness. And it changed to peace already? Yeah. You can't fool me because I can feel your spirit. That's And with little children, they do it just this fast. What we've missed in the church is something so simple, and it's right in your Bible, Matthew 18. Unless we forgive from the heart. And we are so sincere when we forgive from the head. And then we battle with it for years. Do you see the countenance change? We see this on third graders, second graders. Now, where that peace now resides, nobody can take it away when God leaves. You like yourself now?
Better.
When God leaves his peace, it's permanent.
He himself is our peace, and he never leaves us. You have to actually get in your head and leave him, in a sense.
I have a question for you. It's an important question. Take a look at Jennifer. You heard what she was like. How would you like to be like her in 60 days?
Yes.
How about you?
Did you know, according to the CDC, that 90% of physical ailments are emotionally based? When toxic emotions are removed, the result is spontaneous physical healings. Doctors Dennis and Jennifer Clark have been teaching believers how to be healed of toxic emotional baggage by yielding to Jesus within their heart. Thousands of lives have been transformed as a result. Now they want to impart this to you.
Doing the 60-day challenge, we get testimonies on a regular basis that people were surprised by physical healing.
Call now and get Drs. Dennis and Jennifer Clark's Physical and Emotional Healing Package, which includes their brand new book, Flowing in the River of God's Will, and their powerful three-part audio CD teaching and interactive journal, The 60-Day Challenge, Achieving Complete Emotional Healing, exclusive for our rich supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9534. Through their powerful brand new book, Flowing in the River of God's Will, you will find out that God has placed a power source as powerful as Niagara Falls in your own heart, and you will find out how to tap into it. Learn how to enter into God's rest and how to access God's supernatural peace. Discover your God-given destiny and purpose. Understand how to move into your destiny with effortless trust and peace. Get ready to take the challenge. Through Drs. Dennis and Jennifer Clark's three-part audio CD series and interactive journaling book, The 60-Day Challenge, Achieving Complete Emotional Healing, thousands of lives have been powerfully transformed. The Lord has healed marriages, physical sicknesses, emotional traumas and panic attacks, and so much more. Through this three-part audio CD teaching and interactive journaling book, pray along with Dennis Clark on the audio CDs and write in your journal immediately afterwards any scriptures, words, or impressions that the Holy Spirit quickens to you. You will learn a field-tested way to heal toxic emotions in your soul and replace them with supernatural peace. Overcome long-standing hurts, fears, loneliness, anger, guilt, and shame quickly and permanently. Learn the key of dropping down into your spirit and understand what happens as you forgive and let go of any offenses. Be delivered from toxic emotions which keep you from clearly hearing God's voice, destroys relationships, and blocks physical healing.
You know, when we have emotional baggage, it stunts our emotional growth, it blocks our potential, and it can even interfere with us moving into God's plan for our life.
Every believer I know needs this. The thing stopping the Word of God from being activated in your life could very well be these toxic emotions. Imagine 60 days getting rid of a lifetime of garbage. Such a deal.
Don't miss out on getting Dr. Dennis and Jennifer Clark's Physical and Emotional Healing Package, which includes their brand new book, Flowing in the River of God's Will, and their three-part audio CD teaching and interactive journal, The 60-Day Challenge, Achieving Complete Emotional Healing, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9534. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9534 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Burness. Did you know that we're witnessing things today that the prophets of old longed to see? Join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth as we unlock the prophetic mysteries of one of the most conclusive signs of the end times in history. Don't miss it.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.